Pirates win. Leover Peguero is hot. And the Pirates have the opportunity to win three consecutive series and technically sweep the Detroit Tigers. It's only a two-game set. So, wouldn't be the most impressive thing in the world. But to win three consecutive series in a row would be nice. Take two games from each of the previous three opponents. They got to win today, though, at 12:35 against the Tigers. So we'll see, but a little bit upside here, for sure. Trade deadline was yesterday, and the Pirates were active. We're going to talk about that. Ben Cherington spoke yesterday about many of the moves that were made. We'll talk about that. Also, the press conference was stopped briefly toward the end because something good happened in the Pirate game, and you could hear the crowd cheering because Cherington was in the conference room with many members of media, and he stopped his answer for a second because there was a big play that must have happened, and fans started cheering, and you could hear the fans audibly cheer during his press conference. So that was pretty cool. And so the Pirates are doing kind of well. End of July, coming into August, they beat the Padres, they beat the Phillies. The Padres still think they're contenders. We'll talk about that as well. It's interesting because the Pirates and the Padres, they made a move yesterday. We're going to talk about much of what happened in the MLB trade deadline yesterday. I'm going to give my opinions, and we're also going to hear many notable comments from Ben Cherington after he addressed the trade deadline yesterday with members of Pittsburgh media and Major League Baseball media. If you want to call and you want to express your opinions on the trade deadline, on the Pirates' win yesterday, on anything baseball, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on Twitter at or X, I guess, as it has officially been branded now. If you want to hit me up on X, you can go to the Twitter handle callus_33. That's callus_33. And if you tag me in a tweet, I find it interesting enough, I will read it. Jody on Twitter asked me yesterday, do you like what we got back from the Padres? I'll address that question later. Short answer, yes. I'll explain why, though, in more detail later on. But right now I want to air Ben Cherington's comments for you. Some of his comments, not the entire collective audio, but we'll do little pieces, little chunks, little excerpts of what he said yesterday. Because some of these answers, they were interesting. Some of them made sense. Some of them I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Some of them I'm still a little like, why did he say that? Why does he say that? Why did he think that? Yeah, let's talk about it. So first, Cherington on addressing phone calls taken about Mitch Keller and David Bednar from other teams who expressed interest in potentially trading for them.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with both those guys over the last few days and shared that, you know, fully anticipated that, you know, we'd get phone calls about them, and we did, and also shared with them that we're trying to win here as fast as we possibly can, and, you know, first priority would be to do that with them on the team, but we have to take the phone calls and listen, and that's part of the job, and so, you know, that happened, and when that happens, there's going to be rumors out there. We just wanted to get ahead of that with them, but they're Pirates, and we're, you know, excited about that.
So I like that. I like that answer. That's one of the answers I like. Okay. We take the calls for Keller and for Bednar. But we want to win with them. But yeah, take the calls. See what you can get. Clearly, they didn't get any offers where they said, yeah, no, we got to pull the trigger on that. Because the team wants to win. And those two players seem like keys to winning. So I'm happy about that. And I'm satisfied with that answer. Take the calls, that's cool. But at the end of the day, no return was worthy of either of those two players. And the team wants to win as fast as possible now. And they want to do it with the Renegade and the guy that saved the Pirates' month of May this season. I like that. Now, Ben Cherington also traded away a couple first basemen that were regularly starting for the Pirates. Carlos Santana, of most note, and then G-Man Choi, who suspended an extended amount of time on the injured list, came back for only a few games with the Pirates before being traded with Rich Hill to the San Diego Padres. Here's Ben Cherington on what the first base situation is going to look like for the Pirates moving forward.
We acquired Alfonso Rivas in the Padres deal. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience. He's a very good defensive first baseman. He's always hit really well at the AAA level, has had some major league experience. So he'll report to the major league team probably in Milwaukee. And, you know, I would say for the most part, I would anticipate between Alfonso and Connor Joe, they would get the majority of the innings at first. We'll see. That's up to Shelty ultimately. But we have some other guys who can play over there also. So we'll see. But we expect Alfonso to be on the team when we get to Milwaukee.
One problem with that, and by the way, is, you know, if you're keeping score, the Milwaukee series is going to start tomorrow. So Rivas not going to join in Pittsburgh, but should be activated, as Cherington just said, for the Milwaukee series, which starts on Thursday, tomorrow. But the thing there is, yeah, maybe Connor Joe going to get sprinkled in a little bit there as well. I'm done with the Connor Joe thing. It was exciting in April, and then he stopped playing well. And on top of that, he's not the best choice to play first base. He's not the best defensive first baseman that the Pirates have. So I'm not so on board with those comments anymore that they're going to split time. I'd give Henry Davis the benefit of the doubt to play there because at least Davis has established that he can hit. Maybe give him a chance over there. Maybe give Rodriguez a chance over there and put Davis at catcher now that Hedges is off the roster. All options there. They do have more options, as he said, at first base. But Connor Joe really shouldn't be one of them at this point. Hopefully Rivas can continue to play or can continue the Pirates' tradition they've had this year of having a solid defensive first baseman, because G-Man Choi and Carlos Santana played the first base position very well defensively. But Connor Joe there anymore, I'm not so much into that. But speaking of catchers, who could play first, who could play catcher for the Pirates, Davis, Rodriguez, etc., Ben Cherington also acknowledged the catching situation for the Pirates yesterday. Here's what he had to say about that.
Jason DeLay is actually here tonight and is active. Will be active. He's on his way. And I haven't seen him down there yet, but he's on his way to the ballpark here tonight. So he'll be active. So we'll have three catchers on the team here for the foreseeable future. We'll leave it up to Shelty and the staff exactly when Henry gets behind the plate. We want to be fair to Henry and make sure he's getting the work he needs to be prepared for that, but anticipate that will happen at some point.
So there was some excitement beforehand when Cherington talked on the radio show that he does on Sunday before every Pirates game, and Cherington said that we can expect Henry Davis will get more catching reps after the trade deadline. That kind of hinted to Austin Hedges being off the roster, and sure enough, Austin Hedges got traded for international signing money. And then they bring Jason DeLay back to the major league roster. Now they've got three guys who can play catcher regularly on the major league roster. That I'm a little intrigued by. I really want to see Davis more. It was exciting to hear that he could get more catching reps after the trade deadline, but to throw three catchers into the mix now, I'm not a huge fan of. If they bring DeLay up and have him as just, you know, security, have him as an option, I'm fine with that. I don't want him to get too many regular reps anymore when two of the biggest Pirates prospects who can catch are on the roster right now. I will defend them, though, a bit and say that Henry Davis, great arm in the outfield, cutting down Bryce Harper twice, two different times in that series against the Phillies, was very exciting. I'm sure he could develop better range or better outfield awareness as he continues to get reps there. That's fine. I'm not totally opposed to it anymore, seeing how his arm plays out there in the outfield. But also, I do want to see him a catcher more this season. Just at least let's find out. You know, let's be confident as fans. Can this guy catch or can he? Give him the opportunity to do so, or just go out there and flat out say, hey, we don't have confidence in his catching ability. We'd love if he would keep playing the outfield, try first base, stay as a designated hitter. I'm fine with that as well. I just want the transparency. Don't get my hopes up. Don't tease it and then not come through. That's just where I get a little upset kind of talking about it and thinking about Davis on the roster. They're like, yeah, he should get some reps here soon. We'll leave that up to Shelton. But also Jason DeLay is coming back on the roster. I mean, that to me is a little, I don't like that. It makes me a little upset. I want to see Davis catching here, and I want to see him soon. I'm not too interested in seeing Jason DeLay catch anymore. Now, then again, too, I do want to say that the roster is going to expand here soon. The trade deadline's passed. They're going to move from 26 on the roster to 28 very soon. So maybe having an extra catcher on the roster, using that one of those two extra spots that they're going to get, you know, as some security. That's not a bad idea either, not at all. So, but I hope that Jason DeLay is just a security. Just security for the catching position that the Pirates have, that he's not going to get regular reps. Maybe just Sundays? Sure, I'm fine with that. But anything more than that, I'd start to get a little upset with that. And one more thing. This one just kind of made me laugh. Ben Charrington talked about, or was asked about, Austin Hedges. Listen to the question and listen to the immediate reaction, the immediate response from Charrington.
Ben, you're probably aware of the narrative with Austin Hedges and the lack of offense and people growing frustrated with that. What was your assessment? What was the organization's assessment of what he did and maybe didn't do in just his time here?
Well, he did exactly what we hoped he would do.
Bam, stop right there. He did exactly what we hoped he would do, which was, I guess, hit 160-ish and make some poor plays defensively, set the Pirates franchise record for most catcher's interferences in a single season. And maybe, you know, he went on to say too, okay, you know, yeah, he was great mentor for the pitchers. He was good defensively, blah, blah, blah. But the first answer just made me smile. He did exactly what we hoped he would do. Maybe he served a purpose. Maybe there's a greater purpose that he served for this Pirates team that we can't, that we don't see, that we're not going to see. Maybe he's the reason that the Pirates pitchers get confidence, gain confidence, and contribute to a World Series winner here in a few years. Not going to be obviously seen, though, the impact that Austin Hedges made on the team, other than taking roster spots from two of the Pirates' biggest prospects and weighing down the Pirates' offense so much. And I would say that he contributed to the Pirates' slide through the middle of the season, because if his offense wasn't playing and his defense was, I'll say, a little above mediocre, his defense wasn't exactly terrible. The catcher's interference, that's a sign of aggressiveness from a catcher, you know, getting too far out in front of securing a pitch, but either way, not good. But he just not. We did everything we hoped that he would do. I mean, he played well. His defense was there, but the offense weighed him down, and weighed the team down as a result. And international signing money from the American League West leading Texas Rangers. I think that part is interesting as well. As I was looking at their roster, they have Mitch Garver, who, if you don't know, power hitter, was on the Twins single season home run record setting team in 2019. A very offensive heavy catcher who now catches for the Texas Rangers. But they got Sam Huff and Mitch Garver on the active roster right now. Austin Hedges has not been officially activated yet on the Rangers, and they got Jonah Heim as well, who is one of their highly touted prospects. So why the Rangers traded for Austin Hedges, they didn't give up too much either. I mean, international signing money, you're just giving a team extra money. to sign a guy internationally and hope that that player does well. It's kind of like drafting, but specifically for players not within the United States. So they pretty much just gave the Pirates more money to gamble with on a on an international prospect. So they didn't give up that much on its face. But why the Rangers wanted Hedges is I find it a bit curious why they did. I mean, again, Mitch Garver, formerly a good power hitter, he's struggled in the average department over the last few years. This season, he's got batting .254 with 6 home runs, 21 RBIs, so not great. Jonah Heim's been getting some reps as well. I know that he's one of their, he's 28. Yeah, he's batting .280 with 14 homers, 70 RBIs. He's not on the active roster right now, but he's somebody that they want to look to build with. But to have Hedges just as a rental, I'm surprised by that. But I mean, maybe they'll bring him in late in games, and you know he'll help secure games defensively for the team. The Rangers got to stay ahead of the Houston Astros, who are now just a half game back of the AL West lead. But the Rangers right now leading the American League West, and they want Austin Hedges to be a part of the team that helps continue to win and stay away from the Houston Astros, who just had a no-hitter thrown yesterday by Framber Valdez, and the Astros, who just traded for Justin Verlander, got him back on the team after his short stint the New York Mets. The Rangers are an interesting story, but they got a loaded team now. They got Aroldis Chapman in the bullpen. They just traded for Chris Stratton and Jordan Montgomery from the St. Louis Cardinals, who, by the way, the Cardinals continued their fire sale yesterday. Big name that they offloaded was Jack Flaherty. I was shocked overall by them getting rid of Jack Flaherty, who's one of the foundational pieces of their rotation. And, you know, right away I didn't think that they would trade him, but they did. And really nobody for the St. Louis Cardinals was off the table this trade deadline. Now the Baltimore Orioles, who are on a surge, are trying to keep pace in the American League East. Right now they're leading the American League East. They've passed the Tampa Bay Rays by a game and a half. The Orioles just got a bit better acquiring Jack Flaherty from the St. Louis Cardinals for a few prospects. So the Cardinals on a fire sale, that's, I guess, a good thing for the Pirates. If the Cardinals are in rebuild mode, that's just one less team that the Pirates have to worry about in the future. We know the Reds are on an upswing. Right now they're leading the division. The Brewers are hot and cold year to year, and the Cubs, they're starting to get it together. So when we talk about where the Pirates are in position, I mean, having the Cardinals sell off all their big names and try to start over, Paul Goldschmidt reportedly was even on the table as well. The fact that the Cardinals are in this position right now where they're clearly in a rebuild mode, just trying to sell off big names and get prospects back. It's good that the Pirates don't have to worry about the Cardinals, or suspectively won't have to worry about the Cardinals for the next couple of years at least, because of, you know, how they've sold off and how they're clearly starting to think about more futuristic thoughts and you know, rebuild with young talent. So, and the Pirates right now, they're 2 games over the Cardinals, and the Pirates continue, you know, just kind of winning here and there, and the Cardinals continue their slide. The Pirates very well could finish over the Cardinals for the first time since 1999, which I would celebrate as a tiny victory. It would be nice to see that, because the Cardinals have bludgeoned the Pirates for several years. And so it'd be nice for the Pirates to finish over them and break that long streak, you know, over 20 years of the Cardinals finishing ahead of the Pirates. Even when the Pirates were good, those 3 years, last decade, Cardinals still finished above them. That was painful. We got more trade deadline talk. I got to give my opinion as well for you on the Pirates' big trades from yesterday. You already got my thoughts on Austin Hedges, but I want to talk about the deal that sent Rich Hill and G-Man Choi to San Diego. We'll talk about that. Go over a few trades as well across Major League Baseball if time allows, and there's also time, or there's always time, to take your phone calls at 412-928-9370 if you want to discuss. You can also tag me on Twitter or the X. Tag me on X with a tweet or a post, whatever they're calling it now. At @Callus_33 is my X handle. That's @Callus_33. Tag me in a post. And if it's intriguing enough of a question or a comment, I will read it on the air. My name is Nicholas Harry Callus. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, and you're listening to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Callus. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com today. Let me find the report here. Here we go. High of 84, low of 59, clear all day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 88, low of 63. That's Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Got a couple more minutes to talk about the Pirates trade deadline moves that they made. They got a couple deals done yesterday. They sent Austin Hedges to the Texas Rangers for future considerations and international signing bonus cap space. So all you can expect from that trade, no notes. That one's fine. The big one that I have notes on, well, hold on. They also sent Rodolfo Castro to the Philadelphia Phillies for a left-handed pitcher named Bailey Falter. No notes there. Castro, who can only, is a switch hitter who can only bat from one side of the plate, traded for a pitcher from the Phillies organization. No notes. I'm all right with that. And then there's the big one. Rich Hill and G-Man Choi traded to the San Diego Padres for left-handed pitcher Jackson Wolf, who made his major league debut this year. First baseman Alfonso Rivas, who used to play for the Chicago Cubs, and who Ben Jerrington noted used to play well against the Pirates. And then Estuar Suero, who's a 17-year-old outfielder. So that trade overall, I say it's a fine trade. It's not great, but no trade's going to be great when you're sending some veterans to another team. Now, the Padres clearly think that they can still contend, which is laughable to me. Now, I might have to eat my words, and I always get scared when I always make fun of other hosts or other big names who make predictions, and when they get them wrong. But, I mean, the Padres think that they're competing with a 53-55 record, 8.5 games out of the National League West lead. That's not even considering where they stand in the wild card. But, yeah, they're buyers. They bought at the trade deadline. They bought from the Pirates at the trade deadline. They bought Rich Hill from the Pirates at the trade deadline. We all wanted Major League ready players as well, which is why I'm giving this trade a fine grade. It's fine. It's like a B plus range for the Pirates in this trade. You wanted Major League ready guys if you were going to make any trades or try to make any signings. You don't want to acquire too many prospects anymore, because when you acquire too many prospects, it feels like you're in rebuild mode. No, we want Major League ready guys. Well, Alfonso Rivas has been in the league for a couple years now, played in the majors for a couple teams. He's been noted as a quadruple A guy. He hasn't been so great yet at the Major League level, but he rakes in triple A. Plays very well in triple A. He's almost like Miguel Andujar on the Pirates right now. When he comes up to the majors, struggles a bit, but he's raking in the minors right now. So Rivas, I'd say that's comparable. But again, when you want to talk about Major League ready, he's about there. Alfonso Rivas is. He's about there for the Pirates. So if you wanted them to acquire guys who are Major League ready, Rivas, I would argue, he's one of those guys. Might need a little more development here and there, but by next year, he should be a big part of this team if he's worth anything. Jackson Wolf, a left-handed pitcher, just made his Major League debut this year. Want to talk about Major League ready? Well, he could use a little more development as well, I'm sure. But he made his Major League debut this year with the San Diego Padres. And now he comes over. By next year, he should be major league ready. So that's great. The 17-year-old outfielder, Estuaro Suero, that they acquired, again, 17 years old, he's probably not going to be ready. But you traded two players to get three, and two of the three players are nearly major league ready. So for Rich Hill and G-Man Choi, I think it's a fine trade, like I said. And that's the big one. That was the biggest one of note for the trade deadline day was trading Rich Hill and G-Man Choi for three guys, again, two of which nearly major league ready. I'm fine with it.